So wonderful. And Filippo, thank you for your patience and for coming today and sharing with us. And Filippo is the director of the Mind Science Academy in Italy. And that Science Academy partners with various universities in Italy to create courses that are based in Buddhist thought, secular and in neuroscience based. And His Holiness Dalai Lama asked him to do this. So thank you, Filippo, for following instructions. He is a former director of the Institute Lama Tsongkhapa in Italy, and he is also the president of the Italian Buddhist Union. So wonderful and welcome. So Filippo, we're looking forward a lot to hearing what your comments and experience about working in higher education and universities with universal education and similar programs. So I'll just turn it over to you for maybe like 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, up to you, you know. Thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation. And I try to be as brief as possible. First of all, let me say hello to some friends that are there. Specifically, I would like to send my love to Deki Lee, and I'm happy to see her here, and to Tiziana that I see, and Victoria, and okay, thank you, and I'm very happy to see you. And so, yes, well just to be more precise, His Holiness didn't ask to me. He asked to Lama Tsongkhapa Institute to do something in 2014. And when he came for his visit in that period, and His Holiness requested us to establish a relationship with the academic world, with the university, and to create a secular project, a secular program. And especially he pushed to do something together with the universities. And so starting from that, we establish a very, very important collaboration, especially with the University of Pisa. And so in Pisa, there is a master. This is the fifth edition of a master in neuroscience, mindfulness, and contemplative practice. That is the most attended master in the university, in the entire University of Pisa. And the good thing is that this is a relationship that regards all the areas of the university, not only psychology and not only medicine. And so more than 50 students has attended the courses during the last years. And the good thing is that this program is completely secular, even if we have teachers from ILTK, from Lama Tsongkhapa Institute, starting from our geishas. So the good thing was that our two geisha, Geshe Tempel and Geshe Gelek, they teach there. And it's a fantastic program from my side, because you have a lecture on neuroscience, neuroscience of emotions, neuroscience, and how the brains work, the relationship between meditation and brain, and the mindfulness is explained in the right context, distinguishing how what is mindfulness and what is meditation and these kind of things. And yes, the course it lasts 1 year and a half. And another point is that there is not only lecture or theoretical lecture, but there are also retreats, especially retreats inside Lama Tsongkhapa Institute. I don't want to go on so much on that, but from our side, it's been a great experience. And now this year is difficult to say, because this year, you know, is the master has been canceled for this year, and the new project that we had due to the situation, they have been canceled. But starting from the next year, or probably in autumn, we have to see, there will be another advanced course organized in the University of Florence, more focused on the relationship between meditation and emotions. And this will be a shorter course regarding or comparing with the master in Pisa. And you know, many things. it's so long to say something, but really we are very, very happy in this collaboration. And this happened also because we had the chance and we've been lucky, because some professors of the University of Pisa, they've been touched, really impressed by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So we went to visit His Holiness in India, and they were shocked from His Holiness. So they started to, they were very motivated to do something inside the university. But this is not so easy in Italy, because, you know, the bureaucracy and the Catholic imprinting of the university is evident. So something strange happened, and we've been very lucky, but many things they're changing in our country. For sure, many universities, the academic world in general, is more open now. And so we are planning to do new things. We have to see what will happen in the next months, because, you know, the situation still is so strange, and we see. I don't want to add, if you have questions, for sure I'm here, because there is so much to say, but I don't want to take so much time or more time. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Wonderful to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, I personally have a question, but I want to see, I'm sure there's others who have questions. Yeah, Wendy, would you like to say something?
Thank you, Marion, and thanks, Filippo, Annette Farunas, and the guests. Filippo, the other two mentioned some of the politics involved in trying to establish relationship with the university. And also they mentioned that the people presenting had to have, at least master's degree or PhD in order to write. How does that work for you with the University of Pisa? Do, you know, the Geshis, they don't have, I just wondered how it worked.
Okay, so the good thing was that in the agreement that we had and that we have with the University of Pisa, the good thing is that ILTK, Lama San Kappa Institute, is the guarantee for the teachers, you know? So starting from that agreement, we can request to the university, and we can select the teachers. And for sure, even if our geishas, they don't have an academic title in Italy, at the same time, due to the work of His Holiness, due to the relationship that University of Pisa now they have with the University of Serraje, due to this collaboration, they've been, from their side, they've been honored to have Geshe Tempel and Geshe Kelek, and students from the master program from the FPMT master program in Pomaia. So really, if you ask me how it happened, I don't know. it's an unbelievable karma. So this is my last answer to your question. You know, we've been very, very lucky. Yeah. And great professor with good heart and open mind.
Okay. We had good karma is maybe the way to express that in a slightly non-secular way. Anybody else have any questions? Because it's very interesting what you're doing in Italy. If nobody has a question, I'd love to slide mine in just quite quickly. Filippo, you're talking of Geshe's teaching, but you're also talking, I'm hearing you talking about secular presentation. How do those two, how those are balanced? Because often, you know, Geshe's have a traditional way of teaching, which is not necessarily secular. And I just wondered if there's, you know, what your strategy is around that, or how that works out.
Well, the good thing is that we have two geishas in Pomaia. They live, especially Geshe Tempel, he lived for the last almost 20 years in Italy. So it's a Western geisha. It's fantastic geisha. And Geshe Gelek also is a great, great teacher. And what we requested them was not to talk about the Lamrim or the devotion to the Guru, but we requested them to talk about emptiness and how to investigate the reality through analysis, the logic, the debate. And so they put on the table something that is, in a certain way, is quite secular. And the way they presented the topic was definitely totally secular. But and the good thing is they understand, they are aware of the students they have in the class. So it was not so difficult to explain them, because it was very clear for them, because they teach to different people in Italy, and they know when there are more traditional students there, or new students, or university students. So it was very, very easy due to their knowledge, and due to also to the patience and also a fantastic skill they have. I cannot hear you, Marian. Marian, I cannot hear you. Maybe you have muted the...
That's because I muted myself. I think Arunas has a question. He looks very keen to ask. And then maybe we'll, I think we'll have time for a little breakout for 10 minutes, just a little conversation together in small groups. So go for it, Arunas. Let's hear from
you. Thank you, that's very inspiring, what you're doing out in Italy. And I was just curious to know, you know, the founder of our program, you know, also was touched by His Holiness and is looking to Tibetan Buddhism, in particular to kind of bring purity to the program. However, recently we've had some resistance, because in I teach the histories and we talk about His Holiness and His Holiness and the diaspora of the Chinese coming in 1959. And very recently, we had some one student in particular, and I think another on another time, that actually, you know, claimed that the His Holiness is a terrorist. And so so we haven't been immune to the influence of sort of the Chinese community who are living in Canada, who are saying this is an academic institution. Why are you bringing in His Holiness? Have you had any resistance in that area? Because that's a potential problem with His Holiness and the politics of today's world.
Okay, we had big problems during the invitation, in the occasion of, when His Holiness came to Pisa, when he came to Florence. Really, we had bad situation, but we didn't have any kind of problems for the master.
Okay,
it was because we didn't mention His Holiness, we didn't talk about His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And if you don't talk about this, then the Chinese people, the Chinese community, they are not so much interested, you know. But really, just briefly, 10 seconds, when we invited His Holiness, and when the University of Pisa gave him the degree in psychology, and was the first time in Western that His Holiness was honored by the degree in psychology. This is a fantastic thing, you know? And then the delegation of the Chinese embassy, they came in Pisa and they asked the magnificent rector to stop immediately this invitation. And the rector answers them, "We are here for the last 600 years, and so we do what we want to do." It was fantastic. Really, he had an incredible courage, because they made a lot of pressure. They made a lot of pressure, and so that's why we were very lucky, because we find very, very brave people.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, we adjusted the histories course a little bit, and we did it in terms of equanimity, because even though Michelle stood her ground in terms of bringing His Holiness, we actually changed some of the histories to accommodate that, so that the participants wouldn't feel threatened or angry. So we're dancing a little bit as well with this issue.
Thank you. Thanks, Uranus. Thank you. Yeah. Again, it's almost a political issue, isn't it, when we're coming that in there. in those spaces and places.